Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Wealth Club, and this is Glenn Greenidge, your host. And we have gotten a real exciting show tonight. We've got Mr. Ethan Chazen and from the Chazen Group, and he's going to be talking to us about branding. So, you know, if you're looking at growing your business, expanding your business, this is the conversation that you don't want to miss. Let me start out by doing a little commercials. So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We have five different shows. We have four shows on the various Sundays. So the first Sunday of the month, we have On Track with Henrietta the Bird out of Chicago. We've got the second Sunday of the month, we've got Chakaysha Showers coming out of Compton, L.A., and she's going to be talking. She talks about Let's Celebrate. So her show is Let's Celebrate, and she's actually looking at the possibilities and the things that people are up to. The third Sunday of the month is Clara LaVaughn's Lines the Vaughn, and she is out of Berry Hill, New Jersey, and she talks about vision work. So she sits down and has people talking about their vision and what they're up to and as well. And then on the fourth Sunday, we have Man of the Month. And that's the show that I feature someone who is doing different things in the community to empower and support and cultivate. And then, of course, we've got the Wealth Club that comes on, and that's on Tuesday. All the Sunday shows are at 8 p.m., and the Tuesday Wealth Club show comes on at 6:30 to 8 p.m., and that's on the second or fourth Tuesday. I'm going to begin by reading the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. And today's date is July 28th, 2009, a moment of silence. Thank you. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on Mr. Ethan Chazen from the Chazen Group. Ethan is a career coach. He's an HR specialist. He actually wears a lot of hats. I'm going to let him explain a little bit of his background, because he is a very multifaceted, very interesting gentleman that is up to is definitely up to empowering people. So that's really the conversation that I want to start out with. So without further ado, Mr. Ethan Chazen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I'm excited at the conversation that we've got set up for tonight, and I'm also excited at who you are and what you bring to the party. So for those listeners, would you give them a little background about who you are and what you've done prior to today?
Certainly. Well, Glenn, when I graduated from college in California, I came back to the East Coast in New York City with a Bachelor of Arts degree and ready to kind of tear the world on fire, would jump into the advertising agency, and ran right into the middle of a recession. So having spent some time in New York City, I moved to Washington, D.C., where I was a recruiter, actually, for a national placement agency, my job was to recruit individuals with contract-based employment in Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland. And I didn't realize it at the time, Glenn, but in my early 20s, I was actually doing my dream job. It only took me another 20 years and going to the school to get my MBA in marketing before I actually had an epiphany late one night, late last year, and said, you know what? I'm in my early 40s. I was actually doing what I loved in my 20s. So I've taken 20-plus years of marketing and advertising and my experience as a recruiter, and I've basically gone out onto my own, as many other people have done, and I've pursued my own dream, which is to run the Chazen Group, which is a career coaching business. And you talked about empowerment, and that's my primary goal, my objective, and that's the way I brand myself, as somebody who can help individuals who are in need of some expert consulting and guidance either re-enter the workforce, change careers, find new jobs, or else go out on business and pursue this entrepreneurial 21st century spirit.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, of course, the topic tonight is branding. So when you say branding, what exactly is that? What is branding?
Certainly. I'm glad you lead in with that question, Glenn. I mean, branding is one of the most overhyped, least understood, and widely used phrases, in the marketer's toolkit. Branding is, in its truest essence, identifying an existence. It defines who you are as an individual, whether you're a job seeker, whether you're an entrepreneur, or whether you're employed in an established organization. Branding is one part aspirational. It's what you want to be defined as and perceived as and believed to be by the marketplace. It's also what you work extremely hard to maintain as far as a presence. So it's a set of features and attributes and benefits, and it's something that anybody can leverage and apply, but it takes a significant amount of meticulous attention to detail to create a brand, to maintain a brand, and to apply it in your workplace or the marketplace where you do business.
Well, so one of the things, you know, of course, you know, the catchphrase branding, and of course you think about a products and you know, Clorox or something else, cookies, Ritz crackers or something. There's a particular branding that's associated with those. So the branding of yourself really has to do more with your skill sets and what it is that you provide?
That's true. And in its most basic essence, a brand is a set of characteristics, qualities, or product features and attributes. One of the things that I talk about with individuals when we do career coaching is, first of all, whether you're creating a brand for yourself as a career professional or whether you're seeking a brand strategy as an entrepreneur starting a new business, it requires something that I think we all sometimes don't do, which is a formal strategy, which means you have to write down a plan. And for individuals, a brand strategy, it's a pretty elegant, easy process. You create a 1-to-2-page document called the personal marketing plan. And when you think about, you said Clorox or GE, we bring good things to life, or Coca-Cola, or Hershey's, they all have features and benefits. And for the individual, your features and your benefits are the degrees that you've attained, your academic institutions that you have attended, professional accreditation, certifications, your memberships in different industry associations, language proficiency, software applications. I mean, the list goes on and on. Volunteer work you may have done. If you spend time doing fundraising for a religious organization or your charitable work that you've done, either for the United Cerebral Palsy or the American Red Cross. So it's really a hodgepodge of different things that identify you, your features and benefits as a product.
So the key is to really to lay out the strategy in a marketing plan that provide you with access to, obviously, to clients.
That could be the case. When you're talking about a personal marketing plan, The way that I map that out is it's really a two-page document, and it's more for your own personal strategic planning. It's simply stated, you start out with your core competencies, and we've all heard that phrase, core competencies. It's the five or six buckets of skill sets that you've kind of gathered the most expertise in. So you document your personal marketing plan, which is going to be your strategic branding plan. Starts with, you know, for me, my personal marketing plan talks about marketing, communications, advertising, PR, recruiting. But it has a few core competencies, no more than four or five. It lists the three or four industries, and this is key. When we're talking about career searching, career coaching, I typically work with clients and I say, let's identify the three or four industries that you have an interest in pursuing. So we talk about, for each industry that somebody's interested in branding themselves in, identify six or eight firms in each industry. So you really come away with a list of 18 to 32 companies that you want to sell yourself to as a product and create a brand for. And in this personal marketing plan, you're indicating what the names of the industries they may be, toy manufacturers, security firms, you know, financial institutions. I don't know why anybody would want to do that these days. And you'd list six or seven or eight firms in each of the three or four industries. Now, that's a table that you've created of 18 to 32 organizations. You then want to talk about, in this personal marketing plan, your strategic roadmap, you want to indicate some key responsibilities that you have excelled at, whether it's project management, fundraising. So that's another aspect. And then you also want to have a section which is as simple as two columns. One is the type of culture that you know that based on your past experience, the type of cultures or environments that you succeeded in, and you want to talk about the type of physical location where you probably want to find employment. And then that really is a very simple roadmap, a 1 to 2 page document. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, great, this is fantastic. Who do I send this out to? And you don't really send this personal marketing plan out to anybody. It's for your kind of strategic focus as you think about what you represent as far as a brand. Although you can use this tool when you're going to recruiters to work with. You hand them this document or you email it to them, most often than not. You say, these are the organizations I've indicated that I have an interest in branding myself at. If you, through your normal recruiting efforts, come across these companies or these organizations that have indicated they're looking for somebody with my background and my qualifications, feel free to go ahead and send them my information. So this really, this personal marketing plan is ideal for your own use, but also as a roadmap to give recruiters instructions on the type of firms that you want to pursue.
Now let me twist the question a little bit. And let's say, for example, that I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business person, and I'm looking to brand myself. Obviously, I would still go through the same strategic planning, the personal marketing plan. How would I be able to use that to expand my business?
No, that's an exceptional question. Instead of personalizing it from a career or a job-seeking perspective, it becomes more less of a personal marketing plan and more of a brand plan. Instead of your core competencies or the industries you're interested in, you would identify your target markets. You would identify industries and the key players in industries as stakeholders you want to sell yourself and, by association, your services to. So you build out a target market with a profile of a typical customer. You know, what the typical – let's say you do coaching. You coach actors and actresses because that's your background. Your target market would be professional actors and actresses. So you may go to the Screen Actors Guild or other target markets. But sure, instead of your core competencies and the industries you're interested in, you start with your target market. But, you know, whether you're branding yourself as an individual or you're branding your entrepreneurial startup, you have to start with the same document, which is a brand document. It starts with your vision, your mission statement, your values, whether they're personal or if you're forming a company, what your organization's values and belief systems are, whether it's making, you know, money or it's giving back to the community. So you start with your mission statement, your vision, your core beliefs, your value system, and all of that gets mapped out from the company focus down to the brand or product level, but you brand consistently.
Okay, okay. And so what you really created is a blueprint for taking your marketing plan.
So give
me some idea. So we would do the 2-page marketing plan, and then if we're looking for an individual job, of course, then we'll be looking for to give the recruiter some leeway. If it's a business, then we've established our target market and are able to now look to see how do we now begin to capitalize on that target market. So what would be our next step?
Well, actually, there's a precursor step which gets to identifying who you are and what you offer. And that's referred to in marketing parlance as a USP, a unique selling proposition. It's what you are going to identify as distinguishing characteristics or skill sets that you and your company possess that make you unique versus make you a me-too business. For example, when you think about being a career coach or a life coach, everybody's a career coach. Everybody's a life coach. If you have a PC or a laptop and a modem, so be it. You're a career coach.
Right,
look,
right.
You sprinkle pixie dust and you're a career coach.
So
when I started several years ago thinking about the Chazen Group, it became a requirement that you think about what distinguishes the business offering that you want to ultimately create. And for me, it was taking a little bit of a twist. It was, first of all, being compassionate and working very aggressively with each individual to identify their specific needs. But it also required a unique selling proposition. How do you differentiate yourself? I focus very aggressively on the unique aspects of the individual, their values, their belief system, and I focus most of my coaching business on matching them, the individual's values and beliefs, to organizational culture. So that's how I distinguish myself. But if you're going to start a business or you're going to get downsized next week and you have to find a job, whatever your focus, when you're talking about branding, it starts with what makes me different. You know, when you go to Career Builder or Monster and you see a job for a customer service manager and you say, I want that job, and you click submit, you've responded to the same job that maybe 900 or 1,300 other individuals have. It's a no-win proposition. So in this job market, you know, in this depression which we're in, the focus should be with respect to branding yourself, how do I set myself apart? And the answer is, quite honestly, you have to do things differently than you've ever done. Now is not the time to follow conventional job search strategies or conventional business launching. You have to be unconventional. You have to be passionate, but you have to have a blueprint, which is your branding document, which is your values, your beliefs, and what distinguishes you is truly unique.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. This is the International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club Talk Show Network, and we're coming to you live with Mr. Ethan Chazen from the Chazen Group, and we are exploring the conversation of branding. Just want to let you know that the International Black Summit's annual event is coming up next week, starting Thursday, July 30th, the evening, and all day Friday, July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. If you'd like further information, it's available at the website at blacksummit.org. Okay. So, Ethan, we're talking about establishing that blueprint. So once we get clear what we bring to the party that's different, that's unique, and we've done the work to get that bit of clarity, then what's our next step? So we've established a blueprint. We've done the vision. We've done the 2-page personal marketing specifics. What comes after that?
Well, you know, it's a good thing that most of us these days are forced to be schizophrenic so we can delegate, because the reality is there's a whole lot that needs to be done, whether you're job searching, career transitioning, or, as you and I both know, starting your own business. I mean, for starting points, the first thing I would say is get your brand name out there. You know,
okay.
Don't waste a significant amount of time, you know, struggling through or suffering through the development of the strategic. Obviously, you need to develop that brand document, but then start getting out there. The first thing you want to do when you're launching yourself, and I wish that I had known now what I knew then, become a subject matter expert. I mean, that's the most significant first piece of advice. If you're job searching and I work with my clients, we identify 3 or 4 industries to target.
Okay.
Get in there. You can't win if you don't have skin in the game. Go to industry association events, regional annual conferences. You know, serve on panels where you speak to build a brand name. Get people who are important decision makers in those industries familiar with your name and your brand. Be a keynote speaker. Offer to speak whenever and wherever you can, even if it's for free. I mean, that's critical. If you don't have a brand name, if you don't have a Rolodex of clients that you've taken with you from when you worked in other companies, whether you worked in an ad agency and stole accounts, or whether you worked in a big company and you service clients and so you told people you're going out on your own. The other thing is publish, publish, publish. Nowadays, with blogs and submitting articles to key industry publications, get your name out there. If you have a significant amount of knowledge and expertise in a chosen industry, do a white paper. And if you can't do it yourself, partner with people. Get your name out there. Become an author. It's so easy, even I can do it. You know, go out and self-publish if you have to. Get your name out there. Publish, publish, publish. So that's another key thing you should start doing immediately, is get your brand out in the marketplace to the key decision makers who are in a position to decide if they want to purchase the product called you.
Now, interesting, you said to make sure that you go out and you go to speaking engagements and you speak. I've heard that referred to the Dr. Phil marketing approach, one to many, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about building a brand, it's good to talk one-to-one in terms of if you're consulting or providing service to individuals. But if you can have a one-to-many relationship, then you're maximizing your getting your brand name out. It's a communication channel going broad. But that's why social networking can be so effective, because while you're talking one-on-one, while you're talking one-to-many, you are, let's say, videotaping or recording your talks, or you're then putting it on your website, or you're having a podcast, you're telling people, you're tweeting about it. You're trying to create as many concurrent channels of communication, Glenn, with as many
Yes.
potential people who are receptive to your sales pitch when you're selling your brand, when you're selling your product. But when you're a startup, absolutely, it's all about getting maximum exposure. I don't know that I'd use Dr. Phil. I mean, I might say Oprah. I might say Martha Stewart. I might say Donald Trump. But to each his own.
Yeah, well, I think they were actually pointing to that's how he got his name out there, by going on the speaking engagements and actually created his brand through the one-to-many conversation. So,
but
okay.
He had, and that's an important point, Glenn, he had an advocate, from my understanding. He had Oprah,
yes.
And Oprah
yes.
herself had one of the most well-respected, established brands in the universe. But, you know, if you wanted to take that lesson and apply it for yourself, that's, in marketing parlance, that's called the testimonial. He had an advocate. He had somebody who trusted in him, had faith in him, had been experienced or familiar with his body of work, and trusted going out on a limb to speak on his behalf and to give him an opportunity to really get Oprah-style mass communication. For you
gotcha.
To do that as a job seeker, it's called your references. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure that you are constantly, constantly updating and letting the people who you've listed as references know what you're doing, you know, whether you're in a job search or the industries. So that's one thing. The other thing is, us marketers, we call, you know, the Oprah bringing Dr. Phil under the fold a case study. If you've done work for a client or you've done a major project or you've done something where you've helped somebody, you should be able to write down that scenario as a summarized case study, and that's part of your sales kit arsenal for your print and online branding tools. So that Dr. Phil example is instrumental because it talks about the need to have an arsenal of testimonials and case studies, because it's one thing to say when you're building your brand, I've done this and I've done that, but it's even more powerful when you have other people who can speak on your behalf. And that's why social and professional networks are so critical.
Gotcha. So you really want to be able to leverage the social networking, but also to be able to bring back, as you said, the testimonials and the case studies to support what you're saying. So you're out there saying and being the subject matter expert, but you also have a body of work that people are familiar with that can support the work that you've already done.
Yes, and that's all about celebrating your wins. That's referred to as creating success stories. A success story is something that you can summarize into two or three sentences where you identify a major project or a big accomplishment you've achieved either at a place that you worked or volunteering or whether you are a performer, anything that you can talk about to create buzz about your own personal brand, those are critical. Hello?
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 Who is this?
I'm a listener. Did we lose Glenn?
I think so. I don't know what to suggest other than perhaps to give it a minute or two or try and redial.
Okay, yeah, he'll come. He'll be right back on.
Okay.
Somehow it drops, but you can continue.
Talking or listening?
Yes. Are you a listener? Or are you?
I'm actually the presenter.
Right. So that's what I mean. You can continue.
I'd rather hold off and see if
you'd rather hold. Okay,
yeah,
let me try to reach him on the other line.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, Ethan. Something happened on my primary line. I had to come in on the other line. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
I could hear you
yeah.
the other time. You just couldn't hear me.
We're creating a climactic following where dramatic effect.
And that was Henrietta Bird. She's one of the other hosts. She hosts the on Sunday. She hosts On Track. So I saw that she was on the air. So that's why I opened up her mic.
So we were talking about the importance of building a buzz associated with identifying your success stories and really having some print materials that brand your success stories, which are case studies and testimonials. In the same way, if you were a job seeker, you would have personal references.
Gotcha. So let's go back to the social networking. So how the social networking we would have set up our LinkedIn, our Facebook, our Twitter, and we would use that to support flows of conversation, right? Correct?
I think what you said is critical and it's absolutely true. It supports your brand. There seems to be, based on all the networking events and all the presentations I've given and everybody thinking that this is Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams, where if you just build some kind of social media, you know, accounts all over the place, that you'll have hundreds of thousands of followers. Michael Jackson died, and he has 500,000 followers. You know, when you start out and you're investing, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours a day on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and you have 25 followers, it takes work. It doesn't just happen. You don't sprinkle the pixie dust. But again, that's why getting out into those public speaking forums, building a brand for yourself, getting name recognition, people will follow you online, and they'll recognize your name with having attended an event or seen you at an annual conference, and that's how you'll build traction. You don't just sit in your bunny slippers at midnight with a cup of coffee in front of the computer and just tweet away. I mean, you create online branding to match your offline or in-person networking. And that's one of the biggest problems I see. People think that the social media, the social networking, is a be-all and end-all where you only invest your time from a brand building exercise online. Online should be married with your offline or in-person marketing activities or self-marketing activities.
So what would you say in terms of, as you're developing yourself, how much time?
Well,
on either.
That's a tricky one, because if you talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, they'll tell you the amount of time they spend is the 3 minutes a day before they go to bed when they're finished doing the other 8 million things that they're working on. But the reality is it's something that you can't let slip. You have to find a comfortable medium in your time management skills such that you're investing an appropriate amount of time. I would say, for all intent and purposes, starting out with 30 minutes to an hour a day, because you want to create a blog, first and foremost. You want to be able to list your blog on your website. Oh, you have to create a website. You want to create print collateral, and there's a whole arsenal of those in the marketer's toolkit. You then want to create an online presence through doing maybe some user forums. You know, submit comments to any blog with respect to the 2 or 3 industries you're targeting as an entrepreneur, or if you're a job seeker and you've identified those 3 or 4 industries. Get familiar with all of the blogs that are key that most decision makers in those industries follow, and get some brand name recognition there. Posting comments is powerful, because what it also does, as well as linking your company website as a partner to other firms that you do business with, that creates relevancy on the search engines. So when you go to Google and you search the Chazen Group, or you go to Yahoo, all of a sudden you don't show up as number 8,611, you show up as number 6. Because spiders that crawl the web and identify your website, they give a greater ranking or relevancy to your site when you've been linked to by other sites and vice versa in a reciprocal fashion. So online, you should be investing enough time on a daily basis. You create some exposure, and you marry that to your offline activities. On your email, even if you don't have a fancy email template with HTML, your signature line should have your Twitter account, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your business cards. Most people don't use the business cards full real estate. They use the front. They don't think about putting the information on their business card, their blog, their email, their website, their Twitter, their LinkedIn. These are cross-promotional activities that you can do immediately. It's creating offline and online branding strategy where you're constantly reinforcing that brand that you've gone through painstaking efforts, to create an entity that defines you. It has to define you in the print world, the real world where you're speaking, and online.
We've got a caller. I know we've got some more information to go over. I've got a caller with their hand up. I'm going to break into them now. Go ahead, 313-414. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling. I First of all, I'd like to thank you, the host, for having me in as a guest speaker tonight. I'm calling regarding the Mitogenics products.
That's actually going to be at 7:30. So why
at 7:30.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That open session is actually at 7:30. So can you hold on till then?
Sure.
Do you have any questions for Ethan?
I could attempt to speak about mitochondric products, but it wouldn't be engaging.
All right, we'll hold off. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks. We'll call on you at the next session, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. Okay. We've got some other people on the line. So if you'd like to ask Ethan a question, if you have a question or comment, you can press 1 and we'll see a hand go up and I can call on you and let you interact with Mr. Chasen. We also have some people in the chat room that are out there as well, and we'll also deal with some questions from there as well. Okay, so let's get back to this for a second. So this is pretty exciting to me. So one of the things that I like about what's going on. So you're talking about the online presence. You're also talking about the printed material, and one of the things that you said that I think that I want to underline for my listeners is this key to utilize all of the different contact points that you have, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and your website, and you said a blog too. Is that correct?
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. In addition to the social networking sites, and again, I wouldn't try and go crazy. I think that getting a presence, an account on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, and then building a website, which is fairly easy to do, fairly inexpensive as well, to have somebody like Yahoo, you just go on, you pay for a monthly fee, and then you create, they have dozens of templates you pick and choose. It's not going to look fantastic, but it'll give you a startup presence. But then there are other things you can do. Again, you can link to different companies from your website. They can link to your website, create a blog. Go and post comments where you feel you need to get your name in front of decision makers and key stakeholders and either the target markets that you want to sell into or the industries that you want to find employment in. Propose questions, raise interesting comments about industry trends and developments. Again, this is becoming an SME, a subject matter expert. Get your name in front of all the people who ultimately matter from a professional network standpoint, because you want to tap into that network to sell yourself as a brand, your products and services, but also if you're job seeking, you want to sell the features and benefits of yourself as a product to potential employers.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And it's there's a lot going on with it. I'm just being with it for a second. So the online, the printed matter. Now, you mentioned a little. Let's talk a little bit more about the publishing aspect. So you said to get in there and to be able to publish things and to publish things maybe with other people in that particular industry.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be long. We're not talking about books and stuff. We're talking about, you said, a white paper, things that would be important for people to read that would be
It really depends on the audience. To your point, Glenn, absolutely. It does not have to be a book, although if you have the subject matter expertise, if you've spent a significant period of your career in one industry, if you have interesting vignettes or stories that you can tell to share with others, then I would say a book. And if you don't think that you can line up a book deal with Wiley and Sons, you go to the route of self-publishing, and that's what I did. I'm publishing a book called Bulletproof Your Career in Turbulent Times, and you can self-publish where you have more control. But possibly books, definitely articles of interest, blogs. And the beauty of a blog is not a lengthy article of 500 or 800 words. It's a quick, down-and-dirty brain-dropping where you talk on a particular subject, such as selling costume jewelry, or whatever happened, the death of customer service in America. But a blog is a very quick kind of checking in with your audience, sharing some key thoughts, you know, being a subject matter expert. But then from there, you can write an article to expand on that, or you can write an article and cherry-pick paragraphs that you can use in different blogs. So there's a reciprocal thing going on where you can do one article and you get multiple avenues. The other is, and I dare anybody on this call or anybody to say they're not a marketer. We all do marketing. It determines what brands we choose as far as handbags, jewelry, where we vacation, you know, everything, the kinds of food brands we purchase. We're all brand conscious. One way to get your name out there and publish is if you're talking to a technical audience about a very technical product or service or a technical business, you would publish a white paper. It's a lengthy discourse. It's a very technical publication. But if you're writing, let's say, on costume jewelry, again, you want to get maybe in Vanity Fair or specific costume jewelry publications. You know, if you sell Leah Sophia out of your home, you want to get in front of the right people, and you want to write articles that are specific in subject matter to your target audience. So you're writing and publishing based on who your audience is. But books is one way, articles, blogs, white papers, any, you know, if you want to submit a proposal to have a document presented, if you want to read a document at an annual trade show or conference, you know, that's another written communication. Then, of course, all that publishing supports something we alluded to before, which is your print marketing materials or your print branded collateral. And that's a whole separate, we haven't even talked about that, the product brochures and the testimonials, but that's all an extension of your brand.
Now if you're starting off, what would be the most important thing to establish in terms of printed matter? Obviously your business cards, probably a website with some information, contact information, and a list of your services and such. And would the next thing be a brochure?
I think that a brochure, yeah. I would think a brochure, and it doesn't have to be a 50-page catalog. It can be a 2 or 3-page. In fact, I would discourage it being lengthy. And, you know, before we talk about the brochure and other print collateral, here's an important, I guess, bit of advice. Assuming you have the budget or you have the resources at your discretion, find somebody who's a professional copywriter, please. If you think you can do it yourself, or your wife or your husband thinks they can do it, don't. Find a professional. Invest the $200 or $300 or $500 to get a professionally written brochure. First, go out into your network. Find people who know copywriters. I know many. Find 2 or 3. And when you speak to them over the phone, the one you want to hire is the one who keeps asking you very pointed questions. What's your strategy? What's your brand? Who are you? What defines you? What's your unique selling proposition? A copywriter who asks these questions that are very pointed about what distinguishes you as a brand and the products and services you offer, they are somebody who's attempting to get some very intimate knowledge of your business so they can do a much better job than just writing, you know, cat diarrhea copywriting, which is just plain vanilla and it doesn't resonate. It has to, your brochure has to sell. It has to sing your praise. And too many of us are just kind of going about the process of, oh, I know, you know, an aunt or I know a nephew who went to NYU for journalism. He can write this. No, get a professional who learns your business and write a very elegant, simple brochure detailing first and foremost who you are, what's your story, what are your success stories, what defines you, and what, tell your story even. Why did you choose to start this business, or what do you want to say about yourself as a job seeker? And then the brochure should talk about your services and your products, but it should be professionally done. Don't skimp on the brochure.
Excellent, excellent. This is International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Mr. Ethan Chasen about branding yourself. And man, this is great. We're talking about the, you know, creating the printed portion of your branding yourself. Man, this is good. This is very good. This is very good. So what other? So the bottom line here is, don't skimp on the printed material. Make sure that you've got somebody that can copyright. What are the other kinds of things that you want to be cautious of or conscious of when you're looking at printed matter?
That's an interesting question. I would say that when you're being cautious about all of the considerations you have to go through, I would also say that it applies to online from the perspective of always think back and remember and have in front of you, visualize your brand strategy. What is it that you said distinguished you in terms of your unique selling proposition? That should come across, and that should be reflected in every piece of print collateral, every online presence, every time you go to a networking event. And we haven't even talked about that yet, which is having a formal strategy to ensure success networking as another brand extension strategy. But think back to what the core values and beliefs that you created in your branding document. What is it that you said distinguished yourself and your business or you as a job seeker? And make sure every piece of collateral, your brochure, your email template, your sales letters, your testimonials, case studies, newsletters, stationery, business cards, everything should reflect back to a consistency of brand. You know, it's interesting because when I spent 20-some-odd years doing the marketing at, oh, geez, many companies that were in sheer dysfunction, you know, Time Warner Cable, Reuters, Dun & Bradstreet, Thomson Financial, if you were to walk in the door, and I did this exercise many times, and throw all of their print ads, all their newsletters, all their print collateral, you know, it looked like, you know, brand diarrhea. Nothing looked like anything else. And that's really where you get into trouble. It's a weakening of the brand. I mean, companies and individuals who defend their brand militantly, you know, suing anybody who infringes on their patents and trademarks, suing anybody who speaks negatively about themselves. Your brand needs to be consistent. Coca-Cola's logo and McDonald's logo and Google's logo, they are ubiquitous. They Starbucks, they look the same in Guangzhou or Hong Kong or Bangalore or Oklahoma City. They look the same everywhere. There's a standard set of guidelines. And, oh, by the way, your logo that you use for your print material can't be the same format as your online logo. You have to have a different JPEG or some other, you know, logo format. But your logo should be consistent. And the brand explanations you use, the characteristics you use to define your brand should be universal. So anytime you're getting ready to sit down and write copy for a print material or to do an online banner ad, you should go back. I'm trying to tie this all for full circle, should go back to your brand strategy. Don't lose sight of your brand, especially early on, because your brand needs to be ubiquitous and it needs to be consistently applied in the marketplace.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. That's good coaching. That's great.
You know,
coaching.
I've heard of that. I should do that. I may even choose to do it.
You may even choose to do that, huh? Listen, this is so great. Now we've got about 10 minutes left. With that, I just wanted to find out. So, we've talked a lot about the printed. We've talked about the online, the presence. We've talked about being consistent with your branding. And if you look at the more successful companies that are branding themselves, what they do show is the consistency. We've also talked about the being a subject matter expert, doing white papers, case studies, testimonials, and success stories, but all going back to that blueprint that you created in the beginning in terms of what's your unique selling a proposition. You talked a little bit about networking.
Yes.
How would you extend your branding through networking?
That really, to me, Glenn, thank you so much for asking, giving me a chance to kind of think through this one. That's a significant, critical role that, in my kind of anecdotal experience, I've come across hundreds, if not thousands, of small business owners and entrepreneurs, and they seem to be taking this one for granted. They seem to be leaving the networking strategy up to chance, meaning, you know, they get emails all the time of, you know, GoTo or my network, all these network invitations, and they're cherry picking based on other people sending them invitations. If you're going to build a brand and you're going to try and get your name out in the marketplace, then there should be a commensurate set of activities you follow to create a networking strategy. And here's how that should look. You've identified, if you're a job seeker, 3 to 4 industries that you absolutely have a passion to get into. Really?
Right. Yes.
What are the events that these professionals in these industries go to and create a formal plan? Go to the key association for these industries' websites and look at their events calendar and create in Microsoft Excel or Microsoft Word or Microsoft Project a flow plan that says the dates, the name of the organization, the name of the event, the dates, who the key speakers are, and create a column called networking activities and really build a formal networking strategy. You know, commensurate to that, if you're not a job seeker but you're an entrepreneur, you want to grow your own business, same concept applies. What are those target markets that you're looking to sell your brand to, yourself, your products and services, and get in front of these people? And then it's not enough to just show up, because that's not going to work in the 21st century global contract workplace. You've got to have a formal script. You have to prepare a little talk track of how you're going to talk about yourself. But here's the key thing, Glenn, that I cannot emphasize enough. Most people are failing miserably at networking. And what I mean by that is, we talked a little offline at a prior date about this. When people go to networking events, it's ready, fire, aim. They talk about themselves. The minute they see somebody that they don't know, they go over, introduce themselves, and say, "Hi, I'm Ethan Chazen, I'm a career coach," and they pound that person into the wall with all of that chatter about themselves. Here's an interesting approach. Stop doing that immediately. Instead, ask them a really great question. What are you doing here? Why did you show up? What do you hope to accomplish? Oh, really? What do you offer? What does your company do? Really? That's fascinating. I mean, I've been involved with my wife now for 20 years, and she finally taught me something that I didn't realize. Most people love to talk about themselves.
Absolutely.
And when they do talk about themselves, when you meet them at a networking event, they'll do this amazing thing I've heard. I haven't figured this one out yet. After they talk to you and you exchange cards and they do most of the talking, they'll go away with a positive feeling, a positive vibe about you.
Sure.
And they may even go over to somebody else and say, "You know what, that Ethan Chazen, I really like him. I don't know why." And the answer is they had an opportunity to talk about themselves. And their challenges. And you did something which is so significantly powerful. You did this thing called listening. And then, of course, you'll follow up. You're pre-qualifying them. You're identifying where they fit into your selling process, and you're identifying their needs and their challenges. But you're just listening, and you're gathering all this information, and you're determining if there's a way that, here's the sticky point, you can actually help them. And then if you can figure out a way to help people make money, reduce costs, improve their operations, improve their efficiencies, they'll not only like you, but chances are they'll give you their business. Or, if you're a job seeker, they'll hire you. But again, more work on your end. Don't just go to a networking event cold. Research who's going to be there. Research the biographies of these people, their companies, how they started their business, or what they do in their companies. Take the time to invest the effort. It'll help you when you're actually there talking to them.
So, yes, so you're able to actually ask them questions that are in line with what they're already up to, and, of course, that makes it easier for them to speak about themselves because you're asking them some
yes.
pertinent information.
Imagine this, Glenn. I come to meet you, and you're not Glenn, but you're the head of procurement for the toy division of the 3 to 6 year old category at Toys R Us across the U.S. And I show up at an event and I say, Glenn, my name is Ethan Chazen, and I've done some research and I realize that Toys R Us sales of toys in that product category have dropped 38% in the last 3 months since you identified the lead-based paint issues coming out of your production facilities in China. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about, and then come up with a suggestion based on the research you've done? I guarantee you you're going to be a lot more predisposed to hear what I have to say than if I just said, hi, I'm Ethan Chazen, here's my resume, can you hire me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it gets back to what you just said. The networking is something that job seekers, business owners, entrepreneurs, we're leaving up to chance. We have to extend our brand in person the way we do in print and online. It's just a logical progression of the brand that we've established.
That's excellent. Excellent. Now, we've got a couple more minutes. We'll take some questions. If you would like, you have a question, a comment, or a concern that you'd like to share, you can press 1 and indicate indicate that you'd like to speak. Meantime, Ethan, please give us your information and actually spend the last. We've got about 4 minutes left. I want you to tell me a little bit about the Chazen Group and the services you provide and your contact information. So let's start out with the contact information first and then go from there.
Oh, certainly. Thank you so much. My website is thechazengroup.com, www.thechazengroup.com, or one word, and most of my contact details are there. With respect to what I do, I provide a number of services to individual job seekers, mostly professionals, people who have been in the job market for a time, but I also work with undergraduates and graduates at about 25 colleges and universities. I'm an adjunct at NYU in St. John's, and I've also taught at Seton Hall and Rutgers and other schools. I also provide businesses, mostly small and mid-sized businesses, those with about 100 or fewer employees, with general business consulting services, marketing, sales, customer care, getting closer to your clients, creating lifetime value for your clients. So there's a number of different services I offer to job seekers, professionals, business owners, and small to mid-sized businesses.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to ask one more time, are there any questions for Ethan Chazen? What you would have to do is press 1 on your phone, and the hand goes up, and I will notice it, and I can respond to you. Meanwhile, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Ethan. This has been a very resourceful conversation. You've connected the dots to a lot of this branding. You know, branding is a overused conversation, but you've given it some meat, and you've given it some a lot of flesh to really understand the components of it, and then how the overall process works in terms of defining and making available yourself and being able to expand your business. So I really thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And I will ask you to hang on if you've got the time in case we've got some more questions come up, or we may have some additional time at the end of this next session, because sometimes the session is not full, so we can actually have you come back on and say some more things. But I just want to thank you so much for spending time with us on the Wealth Club.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. This is the International Black Summit. This is Glenn Greenidge, your host of the Wealth Club. We're just about to go to our last segment. We've had the fortunate pleasure of having Mr. Ethan Chazen for both of the first two sessions. also want to remind people that the show is archived. So the show is available both on podcast, MP3, or you can listen to it online as well. So you can listen to it at your convenience. Again, we've got several shows. We've got Henrietta Berg On Track, the first Sunday of the month. We've got Let's Celebrate with Acacia Showers on the second Sunday of the month. On the third Sunday of the month, we've got Clara Lines Devon, and she's talking about Vision Works. And then we've got on the fourth Sunday, we've got Man of the Month. And on the and then on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, we have the Wealth Club. The Wealth Club, again, is dedicated to bringing you financial intelligence, providing you with information with the intention of increasing your net worth, and also looking to provide opportunities for investments, growing your business, and other business opportunities. This is Glenn Greenidge, and hold on a second. I'm gonna mute you for now, Ethan, and I'll bring you back on later. Okay? So stand
Wonderful.
By. Okay. And let's see, Henrietta, you're there? Hello, Henrietta.
I'm here. I had you on mute. I'm here.
Anything you wanted to say, or?
Yeah, I'm at a friend's art gallery in Chicago, and
okay.
I wanted her. She's going to come on and tell you about her business. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. This is the Wealth Club. This is
Thank
the
you.
Open session, and we're looking to hear about. Any business opportunities, any real estate deals, and people's business. So, and what's your name?
My name is Faye Edwards, and I own an art gallery, an African art gallery.
Oh,
in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
And it's called Fire A African Art at 4317 South Cottage Grove. Great works, ritual and traditional pieces primarily, but I do have some fine art.
Excellent.
And some home decor items.
So you've got some artwork and you've got some home decor as well? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We,
now, do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
Okay, please give it to us.
My site is www.faieafricanart.com.
African, oh, that's okay, cool. And you have a telephone number there that...
My number is 773-268-2889.
Excellent, excellent.
So that person is looking for something rare and unique, come on in.
What I was going to ask you is give us a little bigger picture, paint a little bigger picture in terms of, so you've got fine art, you've got home decor, what are some of the other things that you've got? So
I have
paint
math.
A picture for me.
Okay, it's a 900-square-foot space.
Wow.
Very inviting, very warm, and the space was designed so that people would feel comfortable when they come in.
Okay.
But it's beautiful, and I started traveling to Africa almost 20 years ago and collecting. And so I love the masks, the sculptures. I have things like palm wine cups from the old Bakuba group in the Congo.
Wow.
I have pots from Mali, from Tanzania, masks from Ghana, the Ivory Coast, the Congo, Liberia, Burkina Faso. I have hats from the Congo. I have bronzes from Benin and the Congo. And in terms of home decorating items, I have pillows covered in Kuba cloth or hand-painted from South Africa, baskets, just a variety of things. And I also have paintings by Africans on the continent.
Okay. Excellent, mm-hmm. excellent. And does your website have some of those items on display as well?
It has some of the items, but not all of the items.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go to your website, they can get a flavor and get a sense of some of the things that you have. Varieties of things that you have, and of course, from what you just explained to me, you've got quite an ensemble there.
Yes, I do. I'm very excited to be able to offer these kind of things in my own community.
And what part of Chicago are you in?
I live on the
south side.
Area
okay.
called Bronzeville.
Well, okay, excellent. Well, I used to live in Chicago for a couple of years. Way back
oh, yeah?
Yes, yes.
South side?
No, I was actually out in the northwest suburbs. I was working out there, but I used to travel to the south side extensively.
Okay. Well, I hope that you'll come back and see us again.
Okay. All right. Very
okay.
good.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for sharing your artwork and your the offerings that you have.
Thank you very much.
Peace and blessings, my dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we have area code 313-414. Go ahead. You've been waiting to tell us a little bit about your product line, so please do.
Yes. Hi. Good evening, Glenn, and to the rest of your listening audience.
Thank you.
Just so thrilled to have gotten in on Ethan's presentation, and his company is I need to know more. So, Ethan, I will be calling you and contacting you regarding the branding and so forth. Also, the young lady that was just on from Chicago with the African Art Gallery, I also lived in Chicago for about 4 years on the Northwest Suburb side. And I did go into the city over on the south side many times. My name is Carol Ross, and I'm calling in to introduce to the listening audience about Mitogenics, which is a wonderful company that represent six products that have to do with health and wellness, how to protect your health, how to rejuvenate and transform your body back to good health. And all the products have organic ingredients. They're all natural. The star products would include, number one, the Liquid Life, which is a complete blend of dark berries, which are all organically grown, along with the Amino ICG, which is also a product that has to do with high-quality protein. So these are ingredients that your body definitely needs to jumpstart itself to wellness. And the reason I'm saying that is because the Liquid Life was totally designed to feed the core part of your blood cells, which is your mitochondria, which is responsible. It's like the little energy engine for your blood cells. If it's underperforming, then your body is more open to chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, most of the chronic illnesses that we are facing today in this country. At an alarming rate has to do with environmental toxins that we have in the environment. It has to do with the food and the toxins, that the residue of pesticides and toxins that are in our food chain. And also the water that we drink has a lot of unknown elements that we're consuming on a daily basis. And it's such an alarming rate that there's been a great deal of research, and if you Google environmental toxins or free radicals or toxins, if you just Google any of those particular areas of toxins, you'll find out that the only way your body can fight off or ward itself, or protect itself against toxins that are attacking us every single day is to have a high-potency, concentrated blend of antioxidants, which is what our products are designed with. They were designed in mind with the fact that antioxidants are your only defense against toxins and free radicals. So for anyone who's not familiar with free radicals and toxins, if you Google either one, you will find that your only defense, and this is a silent war that's raging on the inside of your body, and it's like a ticking time bomb. If you don't address it, then it's just a matter of time before your body gives in to the toxins and create the atmosphere for chronic diseases. So what I like to do in a very short format is just to talk a little bit about how this product was designed. Very quickly, Dr. Walter Crinian, who's a medical doctor, homeopathic and naturopath doctor, formulated this product because he was diagnosed 26 years ago with terminal cancer. And rather than succumbing to the information that was given to him by his medical professionals and colleagues, he decided that he would travel around the world and find out why some people were dying prematurely in some parts of the world and others were living to be 100 plus years old. And he found out through a plant-based diet and having a very high-quality dose of antioxidants, those individuals who were living to be 100 plus years old had that type of diet, of a plant-based diet and high-potent antioxidants. And so basically from that research, the 27 years of research that Dr. Crinian has done, he's formulated the Liquid Life, the Amino ICG, and the other four products that go along with the entire line of products to aid those that are really, really unknowingly being set up for failure in terms of their health by being exposed to toxins through the food and the water and the air that we breathe. So being that we all exist on the planet, there's no way we can escape environmental toxins, but we can protect our body from disease and the causes of environmental toxins and what they're doing to our bodies on a daily basis. So I do have a website. The website is www.mitogenics, that's M-I-T-O, G as in George, E-N, X, X as in X-ray. And you can just put a forward slash and put C-R-O-S-S, which would be the link to the website where you can go and actually click on the videos and listen to Dr. Crinian talk about his research and the cause of certain diseases that are so prevalent in our society, including obesity and what is the cause behind obesity. Obesity does not necessarily mean that a person is overweight because of overeating. Most of the times, and I would say 95% of the time, it's due to toxins in the body, which causes inflammation. And a lot of the medical community, not all, but a lot of the medical doctors are referring patients to continue to take certain prescription drugs that are really detrimental to their health. Prescription drugs are really just another toxin that your body cannot recognize it as anything good. It's only another toxin that it has to fight against. So in particular, when it comes to inflammation in the body, the medical community has been prescribing a lot of prednisone and other types of steroids that are counterproductive to the body because it really causes the body to retain more fluid and it causes more inflammation, which leads to heart disease and other chronic illnesses. So this is some information, Glenn, I thought, in addition to wellness and wealth, for the Wealth Club to be aware that Mitogenics is also a direct sales opportunity. It's also a home-based business that you can build to earn extra income for your family. And to have to be an entrepreneur, to be a business owner. And absolutely. What I'd like to do is to, we have a very strong group in Chicago. We have a group there in New York, and we have groups all over the country. And for if someone wants to plug in, please feel free to call me personally. My phone number is area code 313-414-3433, or you can log on to the website and click on the videos and follow through with the contact number on the website. So thank you very much, Glenn.
And I must give a testimonial because I have been taking Liquid Life for the last about month and a half, and I have felt very good. The effects of it and the effects of it have helped my energy level and certainly my metabolism.
Well, thank you for that testimonial, Glenn, because the Mitogenics products are an excellent way to bring back vigor and life to your body. And what's so amazing about the product itself is that the Liquid Life is designed to go in and to repair the actual mitochondria, the actual core part of your blood cell. And that's where a lot of the damage is done in the blood, first of all, because if your blood cells are weakened and your body is weakened by the toxins that we take on a daily basis, it's just a matter of time before the body actually takes on forms of sickness and disease like diabetes and hypertension and a lot of the things that are so prevalent in our society that everyone wants to brush it off and say, well, you're eating too many sugars or too much flour. And it's really more serious than that. It's really what's in the food altogether and some of the products that we're consuming on a daily basis. So I really thank you for this opportunity, and I thank your listeners, and I hope that if you're not moved to call regarding the business opportunity, please inquire regarding the health and wellness opportunity. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. That's one of the things, you know, this is the Wealth Club, and wealth is mind, body, and soul. So we're looking to take care of your wellness and your wealth on all different levels, and certainly taking care of your body is one of them. It looks like we've got a couple more minutes there. Ethan, I'm going to bring you back on. If anybody's got any questions, now's the time to raise your hand. I know there's a couple people in the chat room. If you've got any questions for Ethan, certainly you can send a message, and I'll do my best to be able to respond to it. And I also see that I have my fearless leader, the person that heads up the host team, is also listening. Ethan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Yes, you're welcome. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us? We've got a couple more minutes left. We've got about 10 minutes left. Anything else that you haven't covered? I mean, I think you did quite a job in terms of spanning that whole conversation of branding. But anything else that comes to mind that you might want to share with us?
Well, yes, thank you. I mean, there are a few things, actually. I mean, I was remiss in not covering something that's near and dear to my heart. For those people who are currently employed, you
right.
are constantly in a scenario in which, especially these days, you have to defend your job existence, and to that extent,
sure.
you have to defend your brand. And your brand in an organization is what people think about you, people, what they say about you. When you find out if there's a scenario in which somebody either speaks negatively of you or attempts to take credit for your work, that's not something that you should let slide. You really should be confrontational to the extent possible and defend your brand. The other thing that's kind of associated with that, when you're working, you should not be above the prospect of selling yourself both across the organization, cross-functionally outside of the department you work in, meaning promote your successes, send email blasts to people in the company about things that you're working on, approach people who are more tenured in the organization and seek out mentorships or informal coaching opportunities. Sell yourself up the organization, so across, cross-functionally, up the organization, communicate your successes, start to create a formal strategy for building your brand at work. A lot of people, when they're in a situation where I'm providing career coaching and they sense that a layoff is imminent, they start panicking. And at that point, it's too late in the game to start being proactive because people can smell the desperation a mile away. So you really need to come up with a – I did not mention this earlier, but there is a whole notion of branding yourself and adding value. We all know that the actual, and I unfortunately discovered this late in my career, the work you do in a company is a significantly small piece of the actual total, and the total is the politics that are involved. So
right,
even if
right.
you're an introvert like I am, even if you're very, very cautious to try and promote yourself, lean into discomfort and start promoting yourself across the organization. So that's one thing that I've lectured at places like Goldman Sachs and the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. So that's something that's very important. The other thing is, you know, it's not as if there aren't any resources at your discretion. You know, there's a website that I love. I read on a daily basis. It's called BrandMeLive.com, and it has great tips and nuggets for how do you create a personal and professional brand. Go to a general, you know, there are people who blog about branding all the time. One gentleman's name is Seth Godin, G-O-D-I-N. Go Google him or Bing him or Vivissimo or whatever your search is, and go search Seth Godin and subscribe to his newsletters, get on their blogs, find out people who actually provide articles and are subject matter experts in branding, and read what they have to say. It's not something where you're going to start doing it tomorrow and be an expert. So those are some things that I failed to mention earlier that I think are critical components of this notion of self-branding and self-marketing.
So give me that website again.
Certainly. It's BrandMeLive.com. And there are many, many websites that have branding resources, but that certainly is one of the better ones.
And the person's name was Seth?
Seth Godin, G-O-D-I-N. He and I have no professional or personal relationship. I just love what he writes about when it comes to branding.
Okay. So these would be some additional sources for us to go out and to check out around branding ourselves and kind of keep up with the latest and greatest of what's happening and what are the techniques that are involved.
Yeah.
In branding ourselves.
Yes, and as you're doing all of this, build a spreadsheet of PR, press contacts, editors, senior editors, publishers of publications that are newsworthy in the industries that you're interested in, and have their email addresses in these PR, you know, these editor contacts spreadsheet you keep, and periodically send out newsworthy information, whether you land a big account, whether you've written an article. I keep sending out on a weekly basis articles that I've written that I'm offering for them to publish in their publications. Get yourself published. This is all part and parcel of a brand development strategy.
Excellent, excellent. So you actually have a list of the various editors that you're looking to get published in. Excellent.
They're local in my town in Hoboken, New Jersey, where I work with the Hoboken City Council to offer monthly job search boot camps. They're regional, New York-based, you know, Cranes Business Publications, and they're national.
Gotcha.
And, yes, again, this is a proactive step you can take to become authored and get a byline or get newsworthy coverage that you can then send email blasts to your email distribution list or put on your blog or communicate on Twitter.
Excellent.
Again, we're going seamlessly, Glenn. We're toggling back and forth from the print world to the online world to getting out in front of audiences and speaking and building that networking, the one-to-many that you alluded to.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know, you've actually added a couple of different perspectives to me, even in this conversation, and we've had a couple conversations prior around networking and branding, and I just really want to thank you for all of the insight that you've provided us.
Nobody had any questions? Get out of the chat room. Ask me a question.
Let me give the chat room the number so they can call in. We've got a couple more minutes. It's 646-716-9827. This is International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club, part of the International Black Summit Network. Our website is blacksummit.org, and we are having an annual event next week in London, England, so you can get information on the website around that. And let's see, I know I had a couple of I see a couple of familiar listeners out here. Okay, somebody just stuck their hand back up. Go ahead, 313-414, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Ethan. I have a question for you. Good evening. This is Carol Ross chiming in again. I found what you were saying very fascinating, very useful, and very helpful information. Regarding getting the information for key associations when it comes to networking, mm-hmm. and finding out their event calendar and networking in person, as well as being an extension of your brand, such as your business cards and brochures and that thing. And I was just wondering, when you go online for the various websites, what your website, the websites that you're looking for in terms of the associations, would be narrowed down to, let's say, for instance, with the holistic and naturopath doctor community, would I just kind of hone in on that particular group of associations?
To start, but again, think of your target audience. I'm familiar with, and I have personal acquaintances who have gone over from their day job, whether it's investment banking or HR, into roles as life coaches. Life coaches talk about a work-life balance, a spirituality, a physical wellness, supplementing the work aspect, and so they're constantly looking for alternative medicine and wellness, products and services. So I might be, if I'm at Mitogenics, I might be inclined to look at life coach associations, who are the accrediting bodies that give these certifications out. I'd get in front of life coaches. I'd get in front of people who practice Ayurvedic medicine or alternative Eastern philosophical health and wellness teachings. I would look at yogas and day spas. Really expand your mindset of who would be a potential customer of Mitogenics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I look forward to your phone call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great, great, great. Any other, got about a minute left, and then I just want to go into my show wrap-up. Again, you can press 1 if you have any questions. Ethan, like I said, this has been a real pleasure. Let me bring in my fearless leader, Clara. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good, good. Would you like to add anything? This is Clara Lyons Devon. She is the person that heads up the task force of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and she keeps us on track.
Yeah,
how are you tonight?
I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous. And, Glenn, I want to commend you. I always, always, always enjoy this show, and Ethan, you've been a wealth of information, and I'm sure the listeners have been taking lots of notes because, branding ourselves and really just sharing what we, how we're significant in the world, such that other people get us and get what we have to provide. It's just a really, really useful skill. So thank you for sharing the information tonight. And thank you, Glenn, as always. You're fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, folks, we're going to wrap it up for tonight, but I want to again thank my guest, Ethan Chazen, the Chazen Group. Go to his website. Ethan, give us your number again.
My phone number is, the quickest way to reach me is 917-239-5571. So just to repeat, that number is 917-239-5571.
Thanks again, and much luck. If you want your business to expand, this is the gentleman to talk to about branding yourself and having it expand. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the Wealth Club. We're featured on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month. The show is from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we have 3 segments, and the last segment is an open segment, and we'd love for you to bring your products, your services, your business opportunities, your real estate deals, and come on the show. next show we're going to be featuring, we're going to be talking about estate planning and also long-term disability, how to plan for that. So that's what's coming up on our next show. Again, this is the International Black Summit, and this is Glenn Greenidge, your host. Thank you for being part of the show tonight. Thank you for all of the conversations that are consistent with expanding who we are and what we are and the wealth that's available in each and every one of us. My vision is health, wealth, and abundance available for all, and this is a way of providing that information to all of you. Thank you. Love you. Peace and blessings to all, and have a wonderful, wonderful night. Don't forget that we've got the annual event next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we also have a virtual access. So go to the website and check it out at blacksummit.org.
This weekend?
And, this weekend coming.
Yes, this weekend, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, next week. This weekend coming. Thank you so much. Good night, all.
Thank you.
Love you. Peace and blessings.